If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
So we're back for a bonus episode.
Warning. On this podcast, we take the cases seriously, but not ourselves.
Although we may attempt to lighten the mood at times.
Our episodes contain graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. So are you ready to get into it? On the morning of Sunday, the 21st of May, 1995, in County Galway, Ireland, Jasper Crouse was awoke by his wife, Anne. She was holding a bloody knife and she told her husband, quote, "I stabbed Kevin." Kevin was the couple's 2-year-old son. Jasper then runs to the kitchen where he finds Kevin laid on the floor. He grabs Kevin and rushes him to the hospital. Jasper said, quote, "My son was alive and talking all the way to the hospital. He kept saying, 'Papa, Papa.'" As Jasper hands Kevin to the nurses, he falls unconscious and was later pronounced dead.
Is this Jasper with a rooster?
This is Jasper from our last oddity, yes.
Right.
Anna had stabbed Kevin once in the chest, puncturing his lung. And sadly, the stabbing had took place in front of the couple's other child, who was just 5 years old. When Gardaí arrived on scene, they could hear the dogs barking and 5-year-old Virginia was standing at the front door. Within the home, Anna stood, shivering, her hand shaking, and her left wrist had been slashed. She stamped her foot on the floor and said, quote, "There's the blood." When Jasper arrived home, Anne apologised for what she had done and asked if he had forgiven her. Jasper kissed her forehead and put his arms around her. He told her that they would have to be strong and that she would need to go to the hospital to get better. Now, Anne had severely struggled with her mental health, which continued to deteriorate, and she had previously been hospitalised as a result. In April of 1995, Anne was reported to have held a knife against her breast and stated that she didn't want to live anymore.
What? She was gonna... What was she gonna do?
Well, I'm guessing threatening to stab herself.
Oh.
Anne had sought help, went on medication, and told professionals that she was finding it difficult to cope with the children. Her daughter Virginia would later say, quote, "My mother was even more mentally unstable at that time. She didn't have much support from the mental health services here. They kept changing her medication. My father was trying his best to tell them to put her back on what she was on. The reply he got from the doctor, which I read from the inquest, was basically, 'I'm the doctor, you're the husband. I decide what happens.'"
Yeah.
"My mother begged to be kept in the hospital. She didn't trust herself. My father cried for help for my mother and it was not there. And they let her home." Following the death of Kevin, Anne was sent to a psychiatric hospital. The coroner described Kevin's death as a, quote, "tragic accident." And Theo Hanley, the guard who was on scene, said, quote, "She was in an awful state. The poor woman. You'd feel sorry for her."
Poor Jasper.
It would knock the heart out of anyone looking at what happened. It would bring a tear to a stone. It was just terrible. The poor Childeen. He was only 2 years old. 'Twas just shocking. It shook a lot of the fellas below in the station. You didn't talk about it. The family had enough to contend with.
Sorry, I didn't mean to sound like I'm only thinking about Jasper.
Mm-hmm.
But for him, he's lost his son and his wife.
Yeah. It's incredible. This is such an incredibly difficult and sad situation.
Yeah.
Virginia said, quote, "It was surreal. She actually picked up the knife and stabbed my brother, and I witnessed this." Virginia had watched as her father cleaned up her brother's blood, which was left on the kitchen floor. And sadly, years later, Virginia found herself doing the same with her father's blood. After her father Jasper's death, his ashes were divided, with some buried at his home and some buried with his son, Kevin. Virginia stated that she's only ever seen her mother twice since her brother's death, once as a child, which she described as, quote, the most terrifying thing, and once as an adult during her wedding reception, quote, she didn't really say much to me. I was in shock. Now, that poor fucking family.
Mm.
They've been through so fucking much.
They lost a Yorkie as well.
They did. But this is fucking hell.
Yeah.
Because with Jasper's death, obviously it made headlines because it's like death by chicken.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People kind of get drawn into it. But, you know, like we said, with Jasper's death, it was perfect storm. He wasn't in the best health.
Mm.
And, you know.
Yeah.
And then when you look into this backstory and find out this tragedy that happened, and I think, you know, we had another very high profile case in Ireland of a mother who had killed her children. And I was really shocked by the reaction to it. A lot of people were very negative and didn't want to hear about the mental health side of it.
Yeah.
Even, and again, the same situation as with Anne, she had repeatedly sought out help.
Yeah.
And wasn't receiving it.
Yeah, I remember that with the Irish one.
And I think it's just nice to hear in this case that as horrific of a situation as it would have been for Jasper, he was still there for his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
What a fucking good guy.
Well, you've really got me cut off at the knees here for me to
make a joke or anything.
Be funny
yeah.
in any way.
Do you know what? Sometimes there's not space for it.
Yeah.
But I think it's important, like I just said, you know, Jasper didn't demonize his wife. He constantly fought for her to get the help. You know?
Like me with you. You know, I never have a bad word to say about you.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's just
there you go. There's
not
a joke.
True. Yeah, no, there's the joke. Yeah, there you go. Very sad, though. And then for Virginia, you know, her father's gone, her brother's gone, and, you know, her mother is in the hospital.
Yeah.
Very difficult for her.
So she's still kicking now?
The mother?
Yeah.
I believe she is still alive.
I don't mean kicking in the bed. I mean,
well, obviously,
alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe she is.
Right. Well, fucking hell. Poor Jasper.
It is good to hear that they also sent her for psychiatric treatment. It wasn't a case of lock her up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. But it's that bit pissed me off, you know? I'm the doctor. You're the husband.
Yeah.
I know what she wants.
Well, that's the thing. They were fighting. Like, she knew herself. She didn't trust herself. She knew she needed to be in treatment.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not going to listen to the person themselves.
Like, imagine waking up, you know, you imagine waking up.
Being yeah, Jasper in that situation.
And I'm stood there with a knife and there's blood on the knife and I go, done, Norman.
Hmm.
Like, you'd think I'm joking.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be like, too far.
Well, I mean, for Jasper, you know, we can't assume what he was feeling, but, you know, he might have believed it straight off the bat because he knew how how much she was struggling.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, not a lot of room for any humor in this one, but
I tried.
It is important.
Yeah.
Do you have any jokes to close off with? Do you want to throw any insults at me? Just to kind of ease the tension for you.
It's Peking duck.
Okay.